the rest of the story. You are pushing deeper into the tangled sub-Saharan bush of Zambia, brow furrowed, weapon in hand, and you motion to the young man carrying the equipment. Your last shot missed. At least you think it missed. And men are in peril out here when they don't know which. So you point to the waist-high Kaseni grass by the lake, and you tell the young man in his native tongue to go there and report what he finds. The young bearer wades cautiously into the vegetation along the water's edge, a club in his hand, poised to strike, no telling what might strike back. For this is the notorious land beyond Chilile Bombwe, an authentic African nightmare called Kankola. Here the anthills are 5 stories high. 5 stories high. Here a 7,000-pound hippo might lumber out of the nearby Kafue River and kill a man simply because he gets in the way, as one did just the other day. Here deadly snakes with names that you never knew, boom slangs and black mambas and gaboon vipers and spitting cobras may lash out from anywhere, anytime. And here, of course, are the crocodiles. The big one in the lake was 15 feet long until something took a few inches off his tail. Maybe the beast ate it himself. A croc will do that sometimes, because a croc will eat anything. This particular one is so well known to the locals that he has a name. Iniwena. Iniwena means the big one in the Bemba language. And Iniwena is out there today, lurking just beneath the surface, close to shore, stalking the young man that you sent into the Cassini. Iniwena's kind once devoured 20,000 Africans every year. They still average one killing a week in Zambia. Still a man-eater menace here at Kankola, as you're about to discover. For suddenly you hear cries of Nafwani, I'm dying. It's your young bearer being dragged down into the marsh grass and toward the lake by, yes, old Iniwena. And you and your party hurry to where you last saw the young man, and there he is. And there is that monster crocodile, jaws resolutely clamped onto one of the poor fellow's arms. The victim is screaming, louder now. All you can do is to wade in and reach out and grab his shoulders and pray. And somehow, some way, you and your frantic companions make a successful rescue. Oh no, the doctors will not be able to save the young man's arm, but he will live to tell the incredible, true tale that you have just heard. And now you can say that you were among the foursome that day, November 6, 1981, that you were there during a round like so many before and since, when your caddy reaching for a ball was almost eaten, and somebody actually wielded a putter to keep the crocodile at bay in the water hazard off the ninth fairway at Zambia's Kankola Golf Club. Well, you've heard tell of some tough golf courses. Maybe you've even played a few. But the next time you are asked to name the toughest golf course anywhere, now you will be able to relate the rest of the story.